Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus is the answer for this world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. See, above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and the peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past seems to get you every day. But there's one thing I do know for sure, that Jesus is the way. If you've got so much questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and the peace you cannot find, reflections of seems to get you every day. But there's one thing I know for sure, Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Don't you know? Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. I've got so much questions at the corners of my mind, traces of discouragement, so much peace I cannot find. See, reflections of the old past, they seem to get me every day. Peace you can not find, reflections of the old past that seems to get you every day. But that's one thing you must know for sure, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above and there's no other. Jesus is the way. the truth and the light. Jesus is the way. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the way.
The hand clap is weak. No, I can't feel the service. The hand clap is weak. Our hand clap is weak. Dancing stars. I think we should change where you sit. You don't encourage the service. Let's clap for Jesus. This one is for Jesus. Amen. Help me welcome Grace to minister to us.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight you want to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come on you as wisdom, as the word of God comes. Hallelujah. He should come to refresh your dryness. Hallelujah. To my weakness, take me so body and mind. I'll take it again. Come as a wisdom to children, come as new sight to the blind. Come, Lord, a strength to my weakness. Take me so body and mind. Come as a rest to the weary. Come as a balm for the soul. Harmless dew to my dryness. Fill me so body and mind. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you now. Come, sweet Spirit. Like a spring in my desert, Lord. Come to the waiter of soul. Oh, let your sweet healing power touch me and make me. I'm Amen.
I expected your hand clap to be louder and to be longer.
Yay.
I expected a hand clap to be a bit louder than it is.
Yes.
You are in a very special place tonight.
Yes.
And it is not too much to clap louder than you are doing now.
Yes.
It is not too much to let the clap linger on, to go on much longer than usual. I want you to turn to the person standing by you and tell your neighbor that you are in a good place. You are in a very good place. You know, there are many of us whose life has taken us on various journeys. You are looking for answers in the wrong place. You are asking questions that the answer is not where you have been looking for the answer. But tonight, I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor that you will find the answer where you have come.
Find the answer.
Because Jesus is the answer. And tonight, Jesus is coming through to you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is coming through to you.
Come on.
If you are here tonight, I want you to believe that you are going to be touched in a way you have never been touched before.
Amen.
You are going to encounter God in a way you have never encountered God before.
Amen.
You are going to experience God in a manner you have never experienced him before.
Yes.
If you are here tonight, then it means that God has an agenda for your life.
Yes, yes.
And he's going to ensure that it comes to pass.
Come on.
That is why I'm excited that you are on your feet already.
Yes.
That is why I'm excited that you are excited to be here.
Yes, yes.
Don't allow your neighbor to distract you. Don't allow anybody to disturb you. Because right here tonight, God is going to come true for you.
Yes.
And I'm excited to tell you that God has prepared a very special vessel to bring his word to you. Understand that God is his word.
Yes.
And tonight, a special vessel is bringing God to you. That is why with Jesus' joy in our hearts, I want your shout to be able to lift up this roof. I want us to welcome onto our international place.
Yes.
Your pastor, my pastor, he's an international speaker. And tonight we are blessed to have him coming to minister to us in person.
Yes.
Church, I want us to welcome to our international place our pastor, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, and your shout can be louder.
With one accord, every praise, every praise, every praise to our God.
Yes,
you want to sing hallelujah, hallelujah to our glory, hallelujah. It's to our God, every praise, every praise, every praise, it's to our God. With one accord, every praise, every praise is to our God. You wanna sing hallelujah, hallelujah to our God.
Glory, hallelujah,
is to our God.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise is to our God. God, my healer,
God, my healer,
yes, yes,
clap your hands for Jesus.
Yay!
Are you excited to be in church tonight?
Yes.
Ask your neighbor, are you happy to be in church tonight? Look for another person and ask the person, it's been a long time. Where have you been? Where have you been? Let the person tell you where he has been. Where have you been? But tonight I'm very happy to welcome you to church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, truly there's no place like church.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
There is no place like the house of God.
Oh, yes.
There's no place like this place. Mm. And I have no doubt that God is going to touch your life.
Oh, Jesus.
And we've already had church. The song ministration by the choir, harmony. Privilege bless us extravagantly. LP Mary has blessed us. Grace has blessed us. So, the word of God I'm about to preach is the icing on the cake. And then we are going to go. But I feel like welcoming the dancing stars again.
Come on! Good night.
I didn't welcome them. I didn't say they should come.
Oh, come on.
Okay, let's clap our hands for them.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Please be seated. Let's enjoy them. Then I'll come and preach.
Glad when they say that to me, me blessing you for everything. on your feet.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Stand to your feet and lift your two hands.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Everyone sitting down, stand to your feet and lift your two hands and ask the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to me, Lord.
His word is coming.
Yes.
His word is coming. His word.
Speak to me.
We are about to hear God's word.
Speak to me. Bless us tonight with your word. Oh, Lord. Speak to my heart.
Father, we thank you tonight.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Jesus, we thank you.
That your word is coming.
Yes.
We receive your word in advance.
Oh, yes, yes.
We receive the guidance of your
yes,
word.
Yes, yes, Lord.
We receive the power of your word.
Allah,
we receive the anointing that comes.
Yes, yes.
We receive the deliverance that
Jesus,
comes to your word.
Jesus, Jesus.
And we receive the love.
Love.
The love.
Oh,
the love you are
yes.
showing us.
Yes.
The love. We thank you.
Thank you.
For the love you are
oh,
showing us.
Jesus.
We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Tonight I'm sharing with you a very simple and short message. And the title is Choose. 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 Actually, this word, choose, is another word for life. If you did synonyms, that is different words which have the same meaning, another word for life is choose. You cannot live your life without choosing.
You are teaching already.
From the morning you wake up to the night you go to bed, the entire day is made up of choosing choices. To be here tonight, you chose to be here. You are here not because you don't have other places to go to. You are here because you chose to be here. You see the dress you are wearing? It's part of the choosings you've done today. You are wearing this not because you don't have other options, but you chose this dress. Even your hairstyle, you could have turned your hair this way or turned it this way. Or turned it that way. But now you have made it into something like a chamber pot on your head. You chose that style. The lunch you ate today, you chose what you wanted to. With the same money, you could have bought gobe. But you chose fried yam. So we are already choosing.
Those of you who go to school, you choose subjects. You choose to study geography or French or maths. There are core subjects. That one you can't have any other option. But there are subjects that you can have options. But you choose what you choose. You chose a creeping tree above God. A creeping tree. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to listen to me carefully because God is now bringing your mind to the most important choice of your life. We choose clothes, we choose hairstyles, we choose the school we attend, we choose our shoes, you choose to be in church, you choose your friends, but there is a choice. That is the top number one choice. Which in many cases will affect every other choice you've made. Whether your life will turn out right or not will depend on this choice. You see, whether you wear a red dress or a blue dress will not affect your life too much. Whether you eat fried yam and pork or gobe, it won't change your life too much. Your hairstyle that you chose doesn't change your life too much. It doesn't change your life. In fact, the men you are trying to dress for them to see don't even notice the hairstyle. Only you know what you've done up to your head. Because the men are looking for something else, not hair. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the choices we make are not very important. But we spend our energies making these choices. What to wear, what to eat, what to drink, where to go, who to make your friend, what to do. They don't change much. When we were in school, I don't know about this school system now, but there was something called science. I don't know whether you still have those things here. There was something called science and arts. It doesn't make any difference. There are art students who studied medicine. Very good art students. And they studied medicine and passed and are doctors. Who could have been lawyers? There are lawyers who could have been science students. At the end of the day, the difference in salary is not much. It's not as if a lawyer is paid 10,000 cedis and a doctor is paid 500 Ghana cedis. No. So I'm just saying that a lot of the choices we make are not very, very important. The things you are choosing from don't change your life. Whether you choose this or that doesn't make a difference. But ladies and gentlemen, there is one choice. That's why the title is Choose. Tonight, I'm going to help you to choose the most important thing of your life, which for up till now, you've not paid attention to. But I'm so glad you came to church today because I'm going to help you to make that choice with knowledge. We call it an informed choice. I have already given you a little knowledge to make the point that a lot of the choosings, whether you wear black shoe or white, doesn't really make any difference. Seriously. The things that affect our lives. are not the things we pay attention to. But tonight, there is one person. His name is Jesus Christ. He is different from your headmaster. He is different from the shoe you are wearing. He is different from the lunch you chose. He is different. His impact on your life. Whether you ate rice and stew, or you did not eat rice and stew, will not change your life much. Those who came to sing tonight, whether they sang a slow song or a fast song, or didn't even sing at all, wouldn't impact the service too much. But we enjoy them. We enjoy. At a point, I wanted us to have a concert, but I felt that it's not a good decision to take. I'm just saying that our energies are spent choosing things that don't have such a great impact. But there is one person. One person. Tonight, if you don't choose that person, it means you did not understand what God was trying to tell you. He brought you here tonight to help you to make the most important choice of your life. The most important choice of your life. There are some exams, when you write them, no matter which questions you answer, if you don't answer the main question, you will not pass that exam. The fact that you didn't answer the main question itself means you failed. Sometimes it is because they give that main question a lot of marks. So there's no way you will pass if you don't answer that question. Sometimes also, there's not much given to it. Not a lot of marks, but it's an important question. That's all. Jesus Christ is that main question. If you answer every other question and you don't answer the Jesus Christ question, you've wasted your time on life. In life. When you choose Jesus, you have chosen a blessing instead of a curse. Anybody who chooses to receive Jesus has chosen a blessing. And a blessing makes a big difference in your life. When there's a blessing on you, it doesn't matter whether you are beautiful or ugly. You'll get a husband to marry. When there's a blessing on you, it doesn't matter whether you are selling onions or cement or roofing sheets or cars, you will still be a millionaire if there is a blessing on your life. Anything you do prospers. If there is no blessing on you and there is a curse on you, I tell you, you can be the most intelligent, you won't still do well in life. You can be the most beautiful. The only use for your beauty is that it will make you a slay queen for men to use every weekend. But to settle down in your house with your own, you will never have it. Always your face is polished and men are texting you and taking videos with you. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life.
tonight, this is not blue dress and red dress. The options are big, big, big options. Yeah. Yeah. Life, death. I mean, these are not light choices. The absence of Jesus in your life can actually mean your death. Because when you have Jesus in your life, there are many things you will not do, which will extend your life. Can you imagine the Bible is advising you to choose life? Choosing Jesus means choosing life. When you choose Jesus, it means you have chosen life. You see, a lot of the things we call life are not life. Life is only lived in Jesus. Anybody listening to me who doesn't have Jesus Christ, if you are here and you don't have Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, the meaning is that you don't have life. If you can give me Matthew chapter 7. New Living Translation. If you can give me both verse 13 and 14 together. Matthew 7. 13 and 14 together. Look at this. It says, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gates. The highway to hell is broad and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. I'm using this verse to prove to you that if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. But the gateway to life is very narrow. So you notice, look at the top. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. But the gateway to life is very narrow. So life is the same as God's kingdom. If you are in God's kingdom, if you enter God's kingdom, you have entered life. If you are not in God's kingdom, you have not entered life. You are doing something else. Tonight, I'm welcoming you to live the real life. The real life is not having boyfriends. The real life is not having friends with whom you bet. The real life is not roaming in the area as an area boy, aimlessly fooling around. The real life is having Jesus Christ in your life. That's the real life. He changes you. He changes your life. He reorganizes your life. He reorders your life. Tonight, I'm about to end. It's not a long message at all. Tonight, I want to encourage you, my brother. Be wise and choose a blessing. Don't choose a curse. When Jesus comes into your life, a blessing has come into your life. Choose a blessing. Don't choose a curse. Do not make a choice that will bring a curse to your life. It's amazing. We struggle in life. We go to school. When you see children going to school, it's even sad. They are tired. They sit in traffic, sleepy, with their lunch behind them. They go from
from 2 years, they go out till they are 200 years old. They go out. And without Jesus, all the school you've attended becomes useless. Because when a curse is on you, going to school will not help you. The same way when a curse is on you, beautifying your face will not change how your life will end. Tonight, I want you to please look at my face. I don't know who you are. I don't know what problems you have. I don't know what life you have. But I'm not talking about whether we should choose Ganata or us. No. It's not between Ganata or us. Or whether it is between Presec and what? And Fancy Pen School. No. It's between a blessing and a curse. Don't play with this one. When there's a curse on you, attending Achimata School will not change your life. Going to Infant Film School will not change your life. If there's a blessing on you, you can go to Coconut Secondary School and you become a rich, wealthy, great man. Tonight, choose life. Choose a blessing. So when you choose Jesus, you've chosen a blessing. All these people who came to sing and those who were dancing, they've chosen a blessing. Look, look, look. My sister, life is already difficult.
Already.
Yeah. Make choices that reduce the difficulty. Don't make choices that worsen your problems. You see, but I'll tell you tonight, not choosing is also a choice. Yeah. You must choose and stick with the choice. Because some of you sitting here, there's already a curse on your family. You are a girl, there's a curse on your family as you sit here. Today may be the first time you've entered the church. There may be a curse in your family. And when you choose Jesus, you choose a blessing that neutralizes the curse on your family. Maybe in your family, no woman is supposed to marry and have a husband and have 2 children. It doesn't exist. There are some of you here, you know that. There's no woman who has got children, 2 children with a husband, 1 father, or 3 children with 1 father. Most of the women in your family have got 3 children with 4 fathers. 2 children with 2 fathers. 4 children with 3 fathers. Yeah? I can give you names and dates and places. When you choose Jesus, he will change that curse into a blessing and give you a life that defies your background, that defies the curse, that defies the evil. Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. He's not collecting money from you. He's not asking you to pay his rent. Choose Jesus. The only thing you lose when you choose Jesus is the rubbish that is in your life that you lose. He will force you to remove the rubbish in your life. When you choose Jesus, he will force you to remove the useless friends. Some of you, you have a very good future. You have a very, very good future. The problem with that, you have gone to join yourself to useless friends. You've gone to join yourself to useless friends. And your life is becoming useless. But Jesus, he will determine who becomes your friend and who is not your friend. Choose. When you choose Jesus, you have chosen a narrow gate instead of a wide gate. Because the narrow gate takes you to Jesus, God's kingdom. The narrow gate. You enter God's kingdom only through. So anybody who chooses Jesus has chosen the narrow gate. If you don't choose Jesus, you've chosen the broad way. And it's there. The highway to hell is broad. And the many people there are on that road. You've noticed, young man, that a lot of people are into drinking, smoking, pornography. When was the last time you met a sister or a brother like you quoting English verses? John 14:6, John 10:10. I'm quoting Matthew. Few. Because the people who are on the narrow way which leads to life are not many. So anybody who chooses Jesus has chosen something that only a few people are doing. And you must be ready to have only a few. If you choose Jesus, one of the things you will discover is that there will not be many people doing what you are doing. Is there? But the gateway to life is very narrow. And the road is difficult. Let me tell you. Don't be frightened by the word difficult. Because no matter how difficult that road is, it will not be as difficult as the life you will live if you don't have Jesus Christ. Without Christ, it's a crisis. Yes. Hey! They say the road is difficult. I will not choose Jesus because it's the narrow way. And the Bible itself says that the narrow way is difficult. So I won't choose Jesus. I'm saying that if you don't choose Jesus, the broad way, which looks nice and easy, is rather the road with crisis. When you've gone to follow the broad way, there are many people on it. Think of the things many girls are doing. Think of the things many boys are doing. A lot of you sitting here, you've got the Aviator app on your phone. Aviator is on your phone. And you are using it to bet. What you don't know is that is rather going to make you a thief. One day you'll be in jail because of the app on your phone. Life without Christ is a crisis. Crisis. When three men who slept with you and did abortions with you have destroyed your womb, and now you've come to your senses and you can't have a child. It's a crisis. It's a crisis. But the girl who chooses Jesus has chosen the best life. I want to say something I've said already. Because I think it's perhaps the most important thing. For those of you who are area boys, when you choose Jesus, you've chosen a life that only a few people live that life. Those who are destroying themselves, they are a lot. That's why tonight you can see that there's a few people here. There's a few. Stone Boy was to come here tonight, even the road, there are people there. Fall outside, fall at the back, fall. Anybody who chooses Jesus, tonight, I'm saying this to you in advance, that when you choose Jesus, you will not find many people like you in your area. But that is the right thing, because that is the way to life. Only a few. Only a few ever find it. Ah. You are coming to church. You've had sense. As you sit here, you've got bikinis in your things.
Yo.
You Yo. Use for pool parties.
Yo.
When you were coming to church tonight, you had sense not to wear your bikini to church. If you can have sense to wear a proper dress to church, why won't you have sense to choose Jesus Christ? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Finally. You see, there are some decisions, they are so easy to make and so sensible that you don't need a lot of arguments, a lot of discussions. Just analyze life a little. You will come to the fact that only Jesus is the answer. I've got 10 points. I can give you 10 points. But there's no point. I expect that you are a wise person. The last point I'm giving you tonight before we go home is that when you choose Jesus, you've chosen God as your father and not the devil as your father. How many of you are believing God that you have the devil as your father? Satan as your father. How many of you want God to be your father? God, my father. Oh, I can't see your hand. God, my father. Look at John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. It said, you are of your father, the devil. So there are some people whose father is the devil. It's not some mysterious sentence or idea. Some of you sitting here tonight, your father, apart from Mr. Obin and Mr. Jakwasu, your spiritual father is the devil. What does he do? Please take me to John 10:10 and before we come back, let me end. Let me show you what happens to you if the devil is your father. Is there? It says, the thief cometh not. First of all, the devil is a thief. Yes. He will thief your life. He will thief your life. He's a thief. But the Bible goes deeper than just thief in your life. He's showing you, number one, yes, he's a thief. So he will steal from you. Yeah. He will steal your mind. He will steal your future, the future you have. Some of you have a very bright future. Don't let lack of education tell you what your future will be. There are many great men who didn't go to school. So the fact that you couldn't go to school should not deceive you into thinking that you are a useless person or you not make it in life. No, no, no.
Who your father is does not determine how your end will be. Don't, I'm talking to you. Don't let your current struggles deceive you into thinking that you are going to struggle for the rest of your life. God has a better plan for you. And God's plan does not depend on your education, your gender, your nationality, the color of your skin, who your mother is. Because his power is great. The thief will never come except to steal. Anybody who interacts with a thief ends up being reduced. If your money was 200, either all the 200 is gone, or if the thief is kind, he will take 180 and leave you 20. The thief cometh not but for to steal. And then, I expect that you are a wise person. There's nobody here I expect you to be a fool. No. The fact that you didn't go to school, or you don't have money, or where you stay is a bad place, doesn't mean you are a fool. Be wise tonight. Because the future life you have depends on today's decision. Today's decision. Today's decision. Today's decision. Today's decision. He comes to kill. By the time he's done with you, you've been destroyed. He kills. To kill means he ends your life. Sometimes you are not dead in a coffin. You are alive, but you are as good as a dead person.
As good as dead.
Now, I'm showing you that when you choose Jesus, you've chosen God as your father. If you don't choose Jesus, Satan is your father. Yeah. I mean, look at the two of them. They are sitting in church, the boy and girl. They are holding their hands, smooching themselves, speaking into her ears. Then she will put her head small sister. You are not relatives. She's your cousin. She's your cousin.
They are still holding hands.
By the time this boy is finished with you, you are pregnant and he has gone to chase another person. Then you see that you are actually a fool. That you have a chance to choose Jesus. You have brought the boy and he's speaking into your ears. Because he will never allow you to take the decision you must take. This boy will never allow you. He will never allow you. So, I'm ending. I'm expecting that tonight you'll be wise. Yeah. I expect that you will not be like that girl there. Who has brought her boyfriend into the service. And the boyfriend, as I am preaching, he's also whispering into her. I've been watching them since I stood on the stage. Yeah, he's just whispering into her ears. And then once a while, she puts her head on his shoulders. Beautiful. Yeah. But look for that girl in 10 years' time. Just give her 10 years. 10 years is a lot. Just give her 5 years. And find out where that boy will be. Tonight, if you don't choose Jesus, what is going to happen to you? The thief. He will steal. He will kill. And if he doesn't kill you, he will destroy your life. Your future is too nice for you to allow the devil to destroy it. Don't hand yourself to him. He has no good plans for you. Don't hand yourself
to a person who only steals and kills and destroys. Don't hand yourself over to him. Don't do that. I'm expecting that you are a wise person. So take me back to my final verse, John 8:44. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lusts of your father, the devil, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. Like the boy who is lying to the girl. Everything he's saying to her is a lie. Everything he's saying is just lie. And the girl is just melting. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he's a liar. He will lie to you that you are the only mosquito in my net. I should stop preaching. I should stop preaching. Don't spend your life following a liar. Jesus is the only one. In fact, his name is the truth. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. That's Jesus. Versus this one who is a liar. Lies to you. You are the only cube of sugar in my cocoa. Yes. You are the only wele in my wache. Meanwhile, there's wele at the bottom of the wache. And he's lying that you are the only wele. This boy sitting there has got other girls. And he starts lying to the girl. But Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I'm the truth. Let me tell you, listen to me. Look, I don't want discussions anywhere. I'm speaking. When you choose Jesus, you've chosen the truth. Because life is full of lies. You will never know who a person is. Those who are smiling at you, saying nice things behind you, even if they don't say anything behind you, in their head, I tell you, you will never know who a person is. You will never know who a person is. But when you choose Jesus, you've chosen the truth. Tonight, I'm going to ask you to make a choice. But it's not just a simple choice of, oh, can you raise your hand and come forward and come and say a prayer and go. No, no, no. It's a choice to start a new life. And starting a new life means moving away from the old life. That's a life. It's not, I'm saying it again. Oh. Anybody who chooses Jesus tonight, you've chosen a blessing. You've chosen the narrow way which leads to life. And you've chosen God as your father. But it's not just some prayer. You just pray, say after me, and then you go somewhere. Then for tomorrow you are going back to your life. No, no, no. It is a departure from the old life. We used to sing that song many years ago. Goodbye, world. I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, world. I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I'll stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life, I've made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life. Goodbye, world. I'll stay no longer with you. Like that girl, she must tell the boy that I will stay no longer with you. Goodbye tonight. I'm choosing Jesus over you. But you watch, she may not be able to choose Jesus because the boy has whispered lies into her ears. Go God's way the rest of my life. Made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I'm getting close to 60 years. I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I was 16 years. From that day, for the rest of my life, it's been Jesus, 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 Jesus. Tonight, look at my face carefully. God is calling you to take a decision. And it's not a popular decision. You, from here, when you go home, you realize that most people you meet will call you a fool. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. If you leave here tonight wearing a Jesus Christ t-shirt, you see that few people in town wear such t-shirt. But if you were to write "Be Him" t-shirt, there'll be a lot of them in town. The Shatter Life. There are plenty. Even some of you here are Shatter Wale fans. But tonight you are going to choose Jesus and say goodbye. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Never been anywhere and see somebody writing. Give me the point. Deuteronomy, you're going to write duet. There's always something new. Because when your mind is not correct, the mind is not correct, it shows in all the things you do. Tonight I'm talking to somebody here. Please remove the notes you've written there. It's just wrong things you've written there. Clear them from the screen. Even to settle down, to learn how to take notes, you will not do that. But forget about all these things. Tonight, you must take a decision. You must choose.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Choose a blessing.
Jesus.
Choose God as your Father.
Yes.
Choose the narrow way.
Oh, yes.
That's it. And every head is bowed now. All of us tonight are going to make a choice. And if you are here tonight and you want to choose Jesus, you want to choose Jesus. You want to choose Jesus means you are choosing a blessing. You want to choose Jesus means you are choosing the narrow way. Every eye closed. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody bow down your head. You want to choose Jesus. Means you are choosing God and rejecting Satan as your father.
Yes.
You are rejecting Satan as your father. You are rejecting Satan as your father.
Yes.
Tonight, reject Satan as your father.
Oh, yes.
If you are here tonight and you want to choose this Jesus, I want you to just lift up your right hand. Pastor, I want to choose Jesus tonight.
Oh,
yes, that is it. Lift it high. Lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. I see many hands. Yes. Lift your hand high. I see many hands. But there's still room for one. Lift it high, high, high above your head. Don't put your hand by your ear. Move it above your head. Above your head. You want to choose Jesus tonight. You are choosing Jesus. Lift your hand high. Tonight, Jesus, I had the chance. I heard your voice. I heard your word. And I decided to choose you and to follow you. Lift your hand high. If your hand is up, if you have lifted your hand, I want you to keep your hand up and walk towards me now. Come to me in front here. Come here. Let's pray here. We are going to pray here.
No turning back. No turning back. I have decided.
Keep coming.
To follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
Someone standing there. God is asking me to tell you there's evil ahead. He's rescuing you. He wants to rescue you. There's a life that you have not imagined. There's an evil ahead of you, and he wants to rescue you. I don't know where you are. I don't know who you are. But we are about to pray in front here. The step you will take to the front may be the most important step you will ever take in your life. And these steps are not taken with friends. Anybody who follows a friend will never do what is right. Like the girl who was receiving the whispers, that girl, I was expecting that she will move away from that boy lying to her and come to the front. But you see, a day will come, she will have herself to blame for rejecting Jesus and choosing a liar over his life, over her life. By you, maybe you came with a friend and your friend is still standing there. There are many things in life we do alone. We write our exams alone. No matter how tight you are as buddies. The Bible says it's sad that there's only one cross here. I wish we had two crosses. Plus this cross. Because this cross did not stand alone. There were two crosses. There were two thieves. And it's very important to have two crosses by the big cross. Because it tells you what happened on that day on Calvary. There were two thieves. They had stolen together. They had done evil together. They were caught together. They were jailed together. And they were nailed together. But just towards the end, the last minute, one made up his mind that I want to follow Jesus. Yes. The other one wasn't ready. But the other guy did not care. You see, there is a time you must not care. You must take a decision that is right for you. I want us to bow our heads. If you want to come. If you want to come. The offer still stands. The offer still stands. The offer still stands. If you want to come. I'm giving you a second chance. Leave where you are. And come to Jesus. He is still waiting for you. Lift your hand and come.
He's waiting for you. Come. Come. Yes. God bless you. Come. Come. If your friend doesn't want to come, you come. You come.
The cross before.
If your friend doesn't want to come, you come. Thank you. I'm waiting for somebody. I'm waiting for you. You see, your heart is beating right now. God is calling you. Nobody has rejected God and had a normal life. Anytime God calls you, it means he can see danger ahead of you. My sister, my brother, tonight we are about to bow our heads and pray. If you are there, no one should force anybody to take a decision. If you want to come to the front to start your new life, I'm counting five. Come now. God bless you. One.
To follow Jesus, I have decided.
Two.
To follow Jesus.
Three. The door is about to shut, and you may not get this chance again. God bless you. They are coming. God bless you. Come. The door is about to shut. The door is about to shut. The door is about to shut. Four. Five. You came. Many were called, but only a few have been chosen. We are about to pray. I've opened the door again. Run through and come. Choose life.
Oh, yes.
Choose Jesus. I'm waiting for you. This is the final call. I'm waiting for you. From here, everything in your life will depend on this decision you've taken. I'm waiting for you. Will you come? I'm waiting for you. God bless you. God bless you. Who else wants to come? Who else wants to come? Who else wants to accept the invitation? It's an invitation. Let's bow our heads. And now those in front, lift up your two hands. Everybody in front, if you have your phone, you can put your phone in your pocket. Yes. Today marks a beautiful beginning. Beautiful beginning. Beautiful beginning. A beautiful beginning. As every head is bowed, let's lift up our two hands and say this prayer. Say this after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Well, I can't hear you well. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I've heard your word.
Heard your word.
You brought me near.
You brought me near.
You brought me here.
You brought me here.
And I've heard your word.
And I've heard your word.
I'm choosing Jesus.
I'm choosing Jesus.
I am not rejecting Jesus.
I am not rejecting Jesus.
I am choosing Jesus.
I am choosing Jesus.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I'm a sinner.
I've done many, many bad things.
I've done many, many bad things.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And wash me.
And wash me.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I've tried many things. But I know today that the blood of Jesus
can wash me
and make me clean
and make me new.
Oh God,
please receive me
as your child.
Receive me
as your own.
Help me
To start this new life.
Walking with you.
Fearing you.
Serving you.
Knowing you.
And living for you.
I'm starting this new life. And I'm turning my back to the world. From today. I'm not a friend of the world again. I'm a friend of Jesus.
Jesus
is my master.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus is my Savior.
He's my everything.
Jesus is my everything.
Please write my name. In the book of life.
My name is.
Mention your name. Say, my name is. Mention your name. And write this name.
In the book of life.
From today.
I will follow you.
I will live for you. And I will serve you. Thank you, Jesus. For my salvation. For my salvation. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well done. Keep clapping your hands.
Oh, hallelujah.
And clap your hands for yourselves, those in front. I want to welcome you all.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.